of this age, for the glory to the Spider Queen. She nodded, then turned on her heel and left, but tarried long enough in the hallway to hear the first delicious screams of Tesseract as the Illithid sent its tentacles into his brain. Methil wouldn't truly hurt him, she knew, indeed far from it, but none could feel that intimate intrusion without a bit of screaming, after all. Her soldiers and scouts had spied out every corner of the Kuzor-Lauren complex, and Matron Zira's children had done an impressive job of preparing the substructure of this ancient dwarven homeland to serve as a proper drow outpost. They would call it a city, but of course Matron Mother Quenthal would never let it rise to quite that level that it might rival Menzo Baranzon. She didn't knock on the next door, but pushed right through to find Sarabel Zorlaren, a minor priestess by all accounts, but one that Tiago had inexplicably decided to take as a wife. She stared at her in amazement for just a moment, then cried out, "Matron Mother!" and fell to her knees. "Get up, child," Matron Mother Quenthal said. As Sarabel rose, Quenthal cupped her chin and forced her head up as well, that she could look her in the eye. "I am returning to Menzo Baranzon with my entourage," the Matron Mother explained. "I will leave only a few behind, including the Illithid, who works with your uncle, Tesseract. The creature is of no concern to you or any others." "Yes, Matron Mother," Sarabel replied, her eyes instinctively lowering. Matron Mother Quenthal grabbed her more roughly and forced her to look up once more. "Tesseract has work to do," she explained. "He will not be impeded. When he returns to the east, he will take as many of your contingent as he pleases. If he instructs any to join him, your sister or brother, or even your mother, if Matron Zirith is here before he departs, then so be it. His word will be followed."
"Yes, Matron Mother, I will go if ordered."
"Not you," Matron Mother Quenthal sternly corrected. "Now, you will gather Tiago and return to me in Menzo Baranzon. Where is he?"
"He is out of the complex, on the surface with Revel and others."
"I know that, you simpleton. Where have they gone?"
Sarabel blinked repeatedly and seemed as if she was looking for an escape.
"Dear child," Quenthal said, and her tone made it a clear threat.
"I had word of enemies," Sarabel blurted, "in a small city of humans and dwarves not far. They have gone to eradicate."
The Matron Mother blew an exaggerated sigh.
"Impulsive children," she said. "When they return, you will gather up Tiago and return to me at House Bayenry immediately."
"Yes, Matron Mother, but I was left here to prepare the way for Matron Zirith."
"You will gather up Tiago and return to me at House Bayenry immediately,"
Matron Mother Quenthal repeated slowly and evenly, her tone showing no room for debate.
"Yes, Matron Mother."
"Do not expect to return here," Quenthal Bayenry warned. "Ever."
Sarabel withered under those words and Quenthal's continuing glare, but she didn't dare argue.
"Fear not, child," Matron Mother Quenthal added with her knowing grin. "You will find a place of honor in a fine house of Menzo Baranzon, and that is no small thing. Perhaps you will one day sit on the ruling council."
Even as she spoke the words, Quenthal thought them ridiculous, for Sarabel Zorlaren was hardly worthy of her surname. Even Matron Zirith had little to say about Sarabel that was not rife with derision. But still, Quenthal thought, perhaps having such a stooge on the ruling council would secure her a second vote on any issue she wanted. Her smile turned genuine for just a moment before she reminded herself that she was getting way out in front here. Too many things still had to be accomplished before any of this would come to fruition, with the first battle of words no doubt looming. She had a surprising announcement to make, after all, when the next ruling council was joined, and even her allies at the table might take exception. But she was moving along the path beautifully, Matron Mother Quenthel Bayenry believed. With the addition of High Priestess Manolin Fay to the Bayenry ranks, and Gromph's coming child, House Fay Branch had been secured as an ally. The Avatar of Loth had confirmed the alliance clearly, and the Fay Branch family would never dare go against so obvious an imprimatur. And now Quenthel found herself on the verge of defusing the predicted battle between Anzarel and Tiago to the satisfaction of both, and to the benefit ultimately of House Bayenry. She heard the continuing screams of Tesabarak Zor-Lauren echoing down the hall when she left Sarabel's chamber. She remembered when she had screamed like that, when Methil's tentacles had wriggled up her nose and into her brain. If only she had understood then, as she did now, the beauty Methil had been imparting to her, the understanding of the millennia, the wisdom of her great mother, the clear vision of Lady Loth's grand scheme. Quenthel would welcome another intimate intrusion by the Illithid, if such a gain was to be found again. She suspected that Tesabarak would feel the same. He was learning the spell now, perhaps the greatest spell a drow would cast, at least since Matron Mother Evenel Bayenry had created the tentacles that had grabbed House Oblodra and torn it from its stone roots to drop the whole of the place into the claw rift. "The darkening," she whispered as she moved along, and she wished that she could go all the way out to the east with Tesabarak to witness the beauteous spectacle. She had only one more visit to make before heading home to Menzo Baranzon, and she waited patiently in the hall, enjoying the music of the screams for just a short while, until Gromph came out of Tesabarak's room, Methil close behind. "Tesabarak is prepared?" she asked.
"Almost," the Archmage answered. "He will scream again, but at least now he has come to understand that there is indeed a reason. Still, we will find some pleasure in his pain."
Quenthel smirked at her brother, who was indeed, she knew, finding great pleasure in tormenting Tesabarak. As much as Gromph tried to deny it, Quenthel suspected that there was a bit of trepidation and even envy within him regarding Tesabarak. Or perhaps she just hoped there was. The trio went to Berylip Zor-Lauren's room, collected the High Priestess, and traveled to the forge, where goblins scrambled all around to supply the drow craftsmen as they were.